Harvey Pekar lives in Cleveland, Ohio. For the past few years, he's recorded a number of commentaries, which have been broadcast on NPR member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Here's a piece he recorded for Valentine's Day.
Well, of course, my thoughts on Valentine's Day turn initially to my wife, Joyce, which is as it should be, but also to two important creatures who I care a great deal about, my cats, Phoebe and Phoenix. Actually, when I married my wife at age 43, I got her cat, Inky, as well. Up to that time, I'd never had a pet and didn't want one. They were just extra work. And Inky didn't appear to be my kind of an ideal cat. Joyce had rescued him from an animal shelter when he was about 6 months old, and he'd already developed some antisocial attitudes by then. He had a mean streak, like he'd come up and start licking my sweaty hand, not out of friendship, but because he liked salt. After he'd gotten his fill of salt, he'd bite me. Literally bite the hand that fed him. And he liked to climb up on top of high things and then jump on me, often leaping off a bureau and landing with all 4 feet on my stomach when I was in bed. At first I considered him a nuisance, but then I started watching him, noticing how he solved problems like opening doors and getting the food that was stashed in hard-to-get-at places. He definitely had cognitive ability. He figured out how to get around difficulties so unique that his solutions couldn't be attributed to instinct. As a result of this, I started reading books about animal cognitive powers, which are far greater than is generally recognized. I found out that human beings aren't the only animals that can reason, play, and express warmth. At that point, I started regarding Inky as more a companion than a pet. He never did get to be friendly in the cuddly sense, but we developed a sort of mutual respect. Once I remember losing my temper about something he did and tossing him off of me. He hit a wall and apparently had the wind knocked out of him or something like that. As he lay on the ground, seemingly unable to catch his breath, I ran up to him and started petting and apologized to him. After a few seconds, he gathered himself and walked, not ran, away from me, as if he had contempt for me for using my superior strength unfairly. I probably misinterpreted his action in that instance. In all likelihood, he wasn't physically able to run from me. I was able to normalize our relationship, although he avoided me for several days, expressing wariness but not fear. Inky died at a ripe old age of natural causes shortly before I was diagnosed with cancer. After months of chemo and radiation therapy, I went back to work, only to find that the steroids used in my treatment had cut off the flow of blood to my right femur, and it was disintegrating, causing me to limp and be in a lot of pain. The doctor wanted me to postpone getting a hip replacement for years because it would eventually wear out. Having just gone through the cancer treatment and finding out that I'd be having hip pain for some time to come was very depressing. Partly to cheer me up, Joyce got us 2 kittens, and it really helped. I got involved and interested in them, and they really helped brighten my mood. They didn't care how lousy I was feeling, they still played and expressed warmth. There have been times in my life when I've had to live alone for years at a time and been very lonely. Having cats probably would have made a difference. Everyone needs unconditional love, and on Valentine's Day, I appreciate the affection of my cats.
Harvey Pekar lives in Cleveland, Ohio.